It's time to say very good morning to Peter Allam with today's Legal Eagle chat, Trouble at the Shop. Peter, very good morning and welcome.
Yes, morning, Wayne. Morning to all the listeners out there. A lovely subject, very different. Trouble at the shops, threefold. One, what happens if you break something at the shop? Who's responsible? Two, what happens if you have a complaint against the shop or want to report something and you're not getting anywhere? And, of course, the worst one of all, shoplifting. You know, you get many forms of shoplifting. You know, you can be accused falsely or you can have shoplifted absent-mindedly and that type of thing. So we'll deal with all three of them. Let's start by what happens if you're going to find yourself in a situation where you in a shop, you touch something, falls, and it breaks.
Right.
What is the position? The right thing to do, obviously, as a customer, as a shopper, is to ascertain whether it was your carelessness that caused the break. In other words, was it packed on the shelf incorrectly? Was it insecure? Don't try and just blame the shop, because that's the worst thing you can do. In fact, there's a very good write-up on it by a lady in Durban who was in Clicks. Who touched something, broke it, and she gave a 5 out of 5 to the staff member who came, said not to worry. You know, she wanted to pay the 40 rand value of it. Said, not to worry, it's only a mistake. That is the type of attitude that you can get if you cooperate. But if you're going to be difficult about it and start blaming the store and that type of thing, be careful. They can well make you pay for it. There is no reason for them not to make you pay. If the accident was your fault, even if they were badly stacked, there's a duty on you to be cautious. You are liable for the breakage that has taken place, unless you are able to show that it was badly stacked and that you feel that you do not have to pay. So if the manager disagrees with you, don't get into an argument with the manager. Do the noble thing. Be calm about it. It will be stressful, but just sit and talk it out with the shop owner, shop person in charge and that type of thing. And then, you know, if indeed they insist that you pay, what you can do is that you can just make sure you get the name and telephone number, contact number of the person who has insisted that you pay. Make sure they give you a receipt for what you pay for. You have a right to take away the broken goods with you if indeed that is the position. Obviously, if it's lost, it's not likely to be taken away by you. But just cooperate, because that comes to the very next sector that we have. So the one is that if you break something, you've got to deal with it civilly and see, try and establish whose fault it is and sort it out. If you get to a shop where you've got difficult people, then you have a right to complain. Yes, you have a right to go outside, you know, and complain. There used to be, I don't know if it's still still around, there used to be a citizens advice bureau and that type of thing that was available in the old days. I'm not sure these days what it is, but there is an ombudsman and all that type of thing that deals with it as well. So if you have a complaint, the right thing to do is to call for the manager, speak to the manager. This may not be in respect of broken goods. This may be in respect of something that you bought and they don't want to exchange. It may be in respect of something that you bought and it's not up to the standard that was advertised and you wish to return it. There are numerous reasons for complaining at a store. You might want to complain against a staff member. It can be any number of things that you're complaining about. Once again, make sure you're relaxed. Make sure you don't get yourself into a little tizz and you start shouting and screaming and blaming everybody. Be civil. They're ordinary people like you are, and lodge your complaint and see what outcome you have. These days, most of the shopping is done at big stores, branded stores, and if you don't get any joy at the local store, you have a number of regional offices, national offices, and the like that you can revert to. And in fact, that famous thing that everybody thinks is the main thing in life, Google also will tell you who to complain to, give you probably a form to complain on and everything. So trouble at the shop, want to complain, do so, follow a routine that there is. If you don't get the results that you want, you can always take it further. And at the end of the day, you have the consumer protection crowd that will also cover you. Or, like I said, I think it used to be called the Citizens Advice Bureau. Then, of course, the worst one of all is if you've committed shoplifting or if you're accused of shoplifting, be cautious. You know, we need to go back and see, you know, my recall of our book called Snape on Criminal Law, which defines things, is that theft is the unlawful and intentional appropriation of movable corporal property, mm-hmm. Which I think is, and goes on further to say, which is in the possession of someone else or belongs to someone else, you know, possibly in the possession of yourself as the perpetrator, but belongs to another person, or that it belongs to you and that it's in someone else's possession and you don't have a right just to go and take it away. Mm-hmm. So shoplifting means the removal, basically, of goods from somebody that's in possession of it, and that same is not correct, normal, and lawful. Mm-hmm. Lawful possession is very important. So when you get to a shop, the goods belong to the shop. Sadly, a lot of people are these days caught with the scenario where baskets and shopping bags are not taken into shops. Mm. So you get people that are silly enough to have a handbag or a bag and they put the stuff in there. And when they get to the till counter, they forget what they have in their bag or fail to take it out. And they've been watched on cameras throughout the store and they are then caught shoplifting. Yes, a lot of people do it unconsciously, unintended, but that is not an excuse. You can't get there and say, oh my God, I forgot to pay for it. Can I now just pay for it? But this is, you know, you're basically absent-minded when you do that, I think, to a certain extent. But it's not a valid defense to shoplifting, as a lot of people think. You know, people phone their family and say, please come down here immediately. This guy's accusing me of stealing stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, I just want to pay for it. I've got the money on me. It's not a problem. It's not as simple as that. You know, the insurance and claims against shops and that is tremendous. Shoplifting is rife. It's huge. Shops have to protect themselves. You also can't get a situation where the shop says, oh, okay, well, you've got the money to pay for us. Now let us let you pay for it. Because mm-hmm. one never knows if it was not your intention to actually steal that.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people intentionally go in, think they're going to get away with it, don't realize that all shops have cameras watching you all the time. They have security personnel, you know, 24/7 that watch people in the shop. I mean, on the shelves, watch people putting stuff into bags, watch people doing whatever they do. I mean, a common thing is that you walk into a shop with a package that you've got from the shop next door, and you don't go past security to tie it up with a little sticky tape tag or something like that. And then, you know, how many times haven't I heard of people that say, oh, I had my two packets from another store in there, and I tossed the goods that I was buying into the trolley that I had and it fell into one of those packets by mistake.
Yes.
You know, yes, it can fall into that packet by mistake, but the duty's on you to be cautious. The duty's on you to make sure that it goes into the right part of the trolley, the right bag and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. So absent-minded is no excuse. That was tested in our very own Grahamstown High Court. That is the case law on that. Is that it was of a child in East London that was fined 500 or 50 days, and they took it all the way on appeal because it was something that he hadn't paid for, that he'd taken by mistake. He was absolutely certain and honest in that regard. He underwent lie detector tests as far as I'm concerned. But at the end of the day, you know, it took a hell of a lot and cost a hell of a lot to set it aside. They were eventually successful because of the various tests and that type of thing where the child had just made a mistake. But it's a hell of a thing to prove. Rather do what is expected. Make sure that you don't have goods that you have uplifted or put into your bag or put into some other place by mistake. You know, a lot of theft, you find a lot of shoplifting people inclined to go into a change room, try clothing on, put it underneath. The shops are watching you. Be careful. You know, when you're caught red-handed, you're going to get a conviction if you're caught. And yes, I am fully aware that the policy of most shops and most business concerns is that we have to convict. Mm. If we set a precedent and don't convict, we're in trouble. You know, we can't get away with that, because if you let Joe Soap off, the next person that does it says, oh, but by the way, so-and-so was in the shop on such and such a date and he was left with it.
Mm.
So you got to be careful. Shoplifters, it's a serious offense. It's not just something that can be regarded as petty. Shoplifting is a major problem. Mm. Then, you know, suspects that have committed this offense in the past, got away with it, appear to come back and back and back, which is sad. And it doesn't help to flee the premises. You know, you get a situation where people dash out of the door into a car waiting and off they go. I once defended a bunch of schoolboys who did a dare at a local store here in the shopping center. The dare was that one boy would go in for the trolley. The next boy would be waiting at the door and he would throw the trolley out to him and they'd rush it into a car and see if they could get away with it.
Good grief.
Unfortunately, all three of them were convicted.
Mm.
It was pre-planned, but the shop wasn't interested in that. The court wasn't interested in it. Naughty boy dare, you're not going to get away with it.
Doesn't,
careful.
Doesn't buy it.
Yeah, and of course, you know, it involves the police. So it's not a case of the shop locking you up, putting you in a room, charging you. You've got to be handed over to the South African Police Services. They're going to take your fingerprints. They're going to charge you. You're going to come before court.
Mm.
You've got to give an explanation beyond all reasonable doubt as to why you should not be convicted on a balance of probabilities. But it's not an easy thing to do.
Right.
When you've taken something and been caught red-handed with it. What do I suggest? I suggest that if you have, by mistake, taken something, chat to the people. Call family members to be present when you're chatting. Call an attorney if you can. Let them come to the scene and try and assist. Mm. But it doesn't help to be difficult. It doesn't help to deny it. And, yeah, make sure that you know what is what and that you cooperate. The court procedure is there afterwards, sentencing is there. So, you know, the conclusion is don't get yourself involved in criminal activities by mistake. There's no reason why you should not be conscious of what you are doing in a supermarket or a shop or anywhere, in fact. What belongs to others doesn't belong to you. Yeah.
And, yeah, Peter, just on that score, you know, the breakage is one was, well, you know, I get, you especially at Christmas time, you know, you walk into the malls and the stores are jam-packed full of goodies. And I'm thinking of shops that sell more delicate things and decorations and ornaments and things like that. And they've got their shelves so packed that, you know, literally you want to grab that thing which is on the top shelf because that's what you're looking for, and you bump something. I mean, it's such a scary scenario. And then you see signs that say, if you break it, you buy it. So that's, you know, pretty straightforward. But on the shoplifting one, or the, in inverted commas, accidental shoplifting, also I'm making reference to your very busy times of the year, let's say the festive season, and you're in a mall, you've got shopping bags from shop one, shop two, and shop three, maybe in a trolley, and then you go into shop number four, but they don't always seal your bags for you. So, you know, and you can't take everything back to the car, maybe it's not practical or whatever the case may be. So now you've got this trolley load of bags from all over. As you say, you've got to be so careful about making sure that you don't inadvertently put something into the wrong bag. Because even if the cameras don't catch you, there's a pretty good chance if it's a clothing store, you walk out the door through the scanners and then they start going beep, beep, beep and, you know. And there you go. Then you've got to start explaining. It's actually, like you say, you've got to be aware and don't be absent-minded when you go shopping.
Yeah, you've got to be cautious. I mean, you know, if you really think about it, exactly what you've just said, that shops have got to go to the extent where they put alarms onto each and every item of clothing. You get there and they've got to use a magnet to get it off because of the fact that people steal and that type of thing. So, you know, yes, it your subconscious mind can play a role. I'm not going to say it doesn't. But, you know, most people are cautious. If you have a look at it, your shoplifting is not an occurrence that occurs every hour. When I say not, it probably does, but I mean, it's not something that's picked up every hour. It's not a constant thing that's happening in the shops. Most people are honest. Most people are doing the correct thing. The other thing, like you said, yes, if you're into a shop and you want to touch something, make sure that you maybe call, you know, somebody that's working in the shop to come and assist you. That's the best thing that you do.
Yes.
You know, you also get a situation where people, inquisitive minds, unfortunately, make people touch things that they shouldn't touch or wouldn't touch normally. Mm. I mean, you know, you go in with a bunch of friends and you see something that's funny and you want to play with it.
Yeah.
And then you break it and then you're in trouble. So, yeah, there are all sorts of scenarios. But the main thing is, for all three of them, you know, the shoplifting, the breakage, and the complaint, just be civil and look at it from the other side as well.
Mm.
You know, there's always two sides to it, what you've done and what you should not have done. So be careful.
Right. And as you say, be careful being the operative word. And especially at the busy times of the year, when resources, security, and everything is stretched to the limit, and you're stretched to the limit, rushing around, that's probably when these mistakes happen. And I use the term mistake from the point of view of an honest mistake. But then from the shop's point of view, as you pointed out, they've got to take a hard line, because syndicates are so clever that they would probably be clever enough to even make it look like a mistake if they get caught.
Absolutely. You know, people pre-plan these days to such an extent that they do the perfect theft or whatever without even showing any sign of them having premeditated what they were going to do. So, yeah, be very careful.
Right,
be very,
right.
very careful.
And
today, on that important topic, trouble at the shops.
Right.
That's what it is.
And be very, very careful. I think that's, you know, that's, and this particular topic, maybe, Peter, if I may suggest, if we can maybe repeat it again later in the year, maybe just before the silly season starts, to maybe just refresh people's memories.
Yeah. Something that we can probably add to that Christmas list that we've got every year that we do. Very good, important point that, yeah.
That when you go shopping and it's that crazy time, you've got the kids with you and it's just madness and mayhem, to be extra careful. And then, Peter, just on another quick topic, at just after 9 this morning, we're going to be broadcasting a special feature that was recorded by yourself with the mayor of the Great Car Municipality regarding rate rebates and just generally the state of the Great Car Municipality.
Yes, it's going to be a great chat this morning. It was really something. It was most perturbing to see what the outstanding rates are in our area. But a very good chat, and listeners must please listen in at 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Very worthwhile listening to it.
Great. Peter, thank you very much. Have a great day. Before you go, if somebody wants to contact you at Alam's Attorneys,
they can like us on Facebook. Just add a S to the surname, A-L-L-A-M-S. And, you know, further to that, 043-7211-018. I repeat, 043-7211-018. We're situated at 6 Sansom Street, a little side street where Pep Stores is in Deborah Avenue.
Great. Peter, thank you.
More than welcome to contact us.
Thanks, Peter. Have a great day, a great week.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. There we go, Peter.